brand new, sensationally different. That's Prel, Procter & Gamble's new Emerald Clear Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prel leaves hair far more radiant than any soap or soap shampoo. So easy to manage, too. And Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Yes, the whole family goes for Prel in the handy tube. No messy jars, no slippery bottles, and a little makes mountains of lather. Buy Prel today.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo, leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube and handy, too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Good morning. From the Senior High School Auditorium in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Well, friends, from the beautiful state of Pennsylvania, we bring you the pride and joy of Waynesboro, that loco boy who made good. And here he is, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you. Thank you. And once more, good morning from southern Pennsylvania. Yes, we're still in Waynesboro and having a wonderful, wonderful time. As Carl said, we're in the lovely senior high school auditorium here. It hasn't been erected too long. How long has it been, this high school been up here? Huh? About 8 years. It's a beautiful, beautiful school. To you out there in California, we still have our head above water. And speaking of water, we had it yesterday. This morning, I'm very, very happy to report that it is a beautiful day. Sun is shining bright. It's nice and cool. I might say it's typical Southern California weather for us. But here, as we start this ivory flake section of our little shindig, we kind of like to visit. There's folks from all over the valley. I think maybe we'll start with you. Who are you this morning?
I'm Mrs. Amanda Deardorff.
Deardorff.
Yes.
Hello, Miss Deardorff.
Hello, Tom.
You're from Waynesboro.
Yes, I live at 24 and a half Cleveland Avenue.
Cleveland Avenue.
Yes.
Did you have any sons, Miss Deardorff?
I have one.
Well, what's his name?
Wilbur Deardorff.
Well, I know him, don't I?
No, I don't think you do.
Well, that's what I said. I didn't know him. I knew a Deardorff, though.
Oh, there's lots of Deardorff.
Yeah, there was a new Deardorff over in Broad Street. Was that any relation to yours?
Yes, a cousin.
Cousin? Irving Deardorff was his name.
Yes, Irving Deardorff. And Albert Deardorff lives in South Broad Street. He's a cousin.
Yeah? And this guy Moore?
Oh, yes, there's lots of them scattered around. And there's lots of other cousins. There's Miss Sooty Winger's a cousin.
Oh, let's don't go into your family background. We only 30 minutes here. Miss Sooty Winger? I went to school. She was my school teacher, wasn't she? Yes, sir. She taught school. Yes, I remember her. I know I'm going to stay away from you now. Good morning. Who are you?
Mrs. Emma Detweiler.
Detweiler. It's good to see you, Miss Detweiler. Uh-huh. You're born in Waynesboro?
No, Johnstown.
You live here?
No.
You don't live here?
No.
Well, there are a lot of Detweilers in Waynesboro, yes. I know. That's an old familiar name here. And who are you?
Grace Coon.
From?
Hagerstown, Maryland.
Hagerstown. Gracie, I know who you are. Little girl I went to school with. And she was Helen Ogle then. I don't know your married name, Helen.
I am not married. I'm still an old maid.
Oh, are you now? Well, I didn't know that. You still live down on Potomac Street?
No, I live on South Church Street.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what have you been doing all these years, Helen?
Oh, night superintendent at the hospital.
Oh, I see. You're night superintendent at the hospital. Well, man, that's a big job. Now, honestly, Helen, don't be backward. If you're not backward, I have a nice present for you. Tell these folks and tell the people listening how much you weigh.
I will not.
You will?
No.
I'll give you a beautiful Gruen watch if you
no.
do. Huh?
No.
Honest?
No.
I'll give you three pair of nylons if you come. Huh? I'll give you a beautiful Gruen watch. I really will. Honestly, I will, Helen. And it is a lovely watch, too. Did we bring them? I've got them at the hotel. Go on.
280.
How much?
280.
280?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... There you are. And that... It's 280 pounds of darn good sport, too, isn't it? And I'll see that you get your watch, honey.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Really well. What?
Everyone's listening across the street, too.
Are they all listening across the street? Yeah, we can see the hospital right from here. Almost. Yes, we can. Right from this particular window. Well, Helen, you're all right. As I said, I'll have a nice present for you. If I can think of any other present to give you, I'll give you that, too. I will. Yes, you and I went to school for years and years. You know, Helen, I'd buy you a new dress, but I don't think there's a tent and awning company close by. What did you say, honey?
Yeah.
There's what?
There's one in
Hagerstown. There's one in Hagerstown. Oh, my. Well, you're all right, Don. You know, folks, the only bachelor president of the United States was born near Waynesboro here. President Buchanan, born in McConnellsburg. And I wonder why he was a bachelor. Do you suppose the local girls couldn't get ivory flakes for dishes or something? Their hands showed it and scared him away. Well, he wouldn't escape today, I'll guarantee you. The Waynesboro women of today know that in the dishpan, one box of ivory flakes is all it takes for smoother, younger-looking hands. And that makes a lot of sense, too. You'll go out of your way to give your clothes ivory flakes care. Well, men look at your hands, too. So why not ivory flakes for dishes? Why take chances on a strong wash day soap that can turn hands red and coarse? Now, if the wrong soap's spoiling your hands, get smart. Go to the store that sells ivory flakes. Then sprinkle the dishpan with ivory flakes, the pure, mild flake form of ivory soap. One box of ivory flakes is all it takes for smoother, younger-looking hands. Well, ivory flakes even give you faster suds than wash day soaps, longer-lasting suds, ounce-for-ounce suds that wash more dishes than any leading wash day soaps. Let me tell you, for speed, for suds, for smoother, younger-looking hands, one box of ivory flakes is all it takes. I think we ought to try on Helen's hat, don't you, folks? Huh? This is an old hat, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh? How old is this hat, Helen?
Oh, Lord, where's the pin?
Huh? How old is it?
Somebody finds a pin.
Well, why is it?
It's over 150 years old, I think.
Well, what the world you put it? How'd you get it on there? It'd be awful to go through life wearing a thing like this. What is it?
Belonged to Mrs. James Fortney's mother.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
The hat is more than 150 years old. It's a little kind of a bonnet affair. My grandmother used to wear a hat like that.
Well, wait till I get it on.
Oh, wait, but it ties under the chin. Something like this. You're going to see something really funny in a minute. Oh, my. I've waited for 20 years for this chance. Bone and I buddied around for over many, many years. He is now one of the executives of one of the big tool companies, the Lannis Machine Company, one of the big tool companies here, I should say, the Lannis Machine Company. And I've been just waiting to get him on this stage, and finally I've got him. Stickle, come here. The GM sticker. Right over here, sir, buddy. Hold the mic. Oh, brother. Ain't he cute? What do you say?
I think that was an improvement.
Well, I'll tell you this, it's more than you've had on your hair for 20 years. Thank you, Toddy.
What's that? Thank you.
Oh, you're all right. Johnny, give Toddy a cigar. I mean, Carl. Here's a cigar for an old buddy of mine. Yeah, give him a comb, too. He'll need one of those. Oh, dear. Better take a box of ivory flakes, too, Stickle. Make a good shampoo for a thing like that. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, that's a word our wishing ring for. I fall over in a faint here. The wishing ring winner is on stage, and it's 3046. 3046. Let's visit a little bit. Who are you? What's your name?
Fielder Stumbold.
From?
Wayne Park.
Mm-hmm.
Marie Redhoff, West Reading, Pennsylvania.
From West Reading, good.
Emma Jane Schildecker from Waynesboro.
Hello there.
Captain Stickle from Waynesboro.
Stickle? You what? 3046, here she is. And I think I talked to you a moment ago, didn't I? And what is your name?
Grace Coon.
Grace Coon?
That's right.
From where, Grace?
Hagerstown, Maryland.
From Hagerstown. Uh-huh. Are you Mrs. Coon?
Yes.
Miss Coon. Born in Hagerstown, were you, Miss Coon?
No, I was born in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
In Chambersburg. Mm-hmm. Did I, by chance, know your father? Would I suppose?
I don't know.
K-H-U-M?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. I doubt if I did either. Tell me, you mind saying how old you are, Grace?
No, 19.
You're 19, just out of high school?
Yes.
All right. Hagerstown High School.
Yes.
Good. Have you ever heard our program, Grace?
Yes, I have.
Well, once in a while. Then you know this little ceremony about the wishing ring?
Yes.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I thought I had it somewhere. That's the wishing ring, Grace. Everyone put it on your finger and ask you to make a wish. That's nice. There you are. Now, you just tell us your wish, will you, honey?
I'd like to have a grown lot.
You'd like to have a grown lot. How do you like that? Well, you by chance, Helen Ogle?
No.
Huh? She's seated right next to Helen. Did you tell her to say that? Well, honey, you may have a grown lot. You really may. You see me right after the broadcast at the hotel, and I'll see that you get one. Then this week, I work for nothing, I'll guarantee. We wish her well. She's pretty smart. I say on Friday, we'll make the award of $100 to the Pennsylvania resident with the longest beard. Now, there's still time to get your entry in the mail. And address your entry to the Longest Beard Committee in Waynesboro. A lot of men in Waynesboro have been growing whiskers for the sesquicentennial here, but I think that, they've been trying for 2 or 3 months, but certainly some old-timer will come out of the hills, I'm sure, that will have a longer beard. And each day we send a wishing ring to you out there along the network. This morning, I'm very happy to honor any gal who has the courage, at least, to send a wish along like this deserves one. And we're sending it to Miss Evelyn Schmidt of 5993 Jim Daly Road South in Dearborn, Michigan. And here's what she said. This is her wish. I wish my boyfriend would stop beating around the bush and propose to me. That takes courage. Have we got another wishing ring there, honey? Would you let me have it, please? That will about conclude the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. This next portion of our little shindig brings you greetings, as it does each morning, from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, makers of Pep. The wish I just read gave me an inspiration. Helen, here's one for you. You say you're still single, huh?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, go ahead.
Thank you.
Make the wish.
I don't have any boyfriend.
Oh, you don't have any boyfriend?
No.
Oh, we'll get you a couple. You. No, you. With the beard here. Yeah. What is your name?
Edward Katerba.
What is it?
Edward Katerba.
Katerba.
That's right.
And what is your business, Mr. Katerba?
Oh, I'm a member of the Beard Club and also work for the Record Herald as a newspaper man.
Well, you really have a beauty there.
Well, Tom, while I'm here, may I make a presentation to you? Yesterday we didn't have a key, but today we have something for you. It's an honorary membership into the Sesqua Whiskers Club.
Oh.
Some 300 men in the Whiskers Club want me to give that to
you.
Well,
thank you very
and
much.
And to make it really official, we want to give you a beer.
Too.
Also, Tom, we're going to judge these beers Friday after the pageant, and the first prize is going to be a free bus trip by American Bus Lines to see you in Hollywood. Now, here's the ticket right here. It's about 3 feet long.
Well, that's just a little fair, isn't it?
We hope to see you there in Hollywood.
In other words, the prize winner, the longest...
The most handsome beard...
In the Whiskers.
...is going to get this ticket, and also one for his wife, and they're going to see you in Hollywood.
Well, how nice. It will be my pleasure to be their host while they're in Hollywood.
Thank you. One of the judges, Tom, is Edmund C. Wingard. He, in fact, is our Franklin County judge, so he'll be an official judge of the Whiskers contest.
Well,
I believe he's a friend.
Thank you very much. Yes,
he
is a friend of mine.
Thank you. I hope you look good in that beer.
I'm sure
I
will.
Like you in the hat.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you, and good luck to your Whisker Club. A little on the warmest side here, sure enough. Here's our good neighbor letter, then we'll meet Uncle Corny. This morning it comes from Crawfordsville, Indiana. Pardon me. It says, "Dear Tom, I feel sure that you will want to know about Mrs. Helen Schaff, wife of Dr. Alvin Schaff of Jamestown, Indiana. She's a graduate nurse. Besides looking after a large house, taking care of two boys, ages 8 and 13, driving her busy doctor husband, she has done so many things, such as the township chairman of the Red Cross for 5 years, and the taught four nurses' aid classes, and four first aid classes. She's a member of the Gallon Club, having given 9 pints of her blood to the blood bank. She has also furnished the yarn for... hundreds of sweaters, 40 pairs of gloves, and 15 helmets, all for the Red Cross. She's been a chairman of the USO Drives, March of Dimes, and 4-H Fund Drive. She's never too busy to help some organization with a health project. These are only a few of the outstanding things she's done as a good neighbor. I'm sure you will think Mrs. Schaff worthy of your beautiful orchid. Sincerely yours, Mrs. Paul B. Gillis, Mrs. Easton Elmore, and Mrs. Ed Randack, all of Crawfordsville, Indiana. And so this morning, our orchid goes back this time to the Hoosier State. Mrs. Helen Schaff of Jamestown, Indiana. She has been made our good neighbor of the day. Good morning, Corny. How are you this morning?
Well, I feel pretty good, Tommy. I don't know. I didn't get much sleep last night.
You didn't get much sleep?
No, I didn't. There was a 90-year-old lady in the hotel room across from mine run water all night long.
Why?
She was henning her hair.
She was henning her hair? Didn't you try to talk her out of it?
Yeah, I told her that only the young die good.
Pretty bad gag. Otherwise, you found the Anthony Wayne Hotel pretty comfortable, did you?
Yeah. Except my room was pretty small.
Oh, your room's small. Why didn't you get a suite?
Doctor told me to stay away from suites.
Not terrible. Well, Corny, you know a suite isn't too expensive.
No, maybe not. But it seems like expensive to me. Room clerk said there was... the suites was $10 and up.
$10 enough. But didn't you tell him you were with the Tom Brenneman gang?
Yeah, I told him that. He said, in that case, be $10 down.
Have you got a little joke for us this morning, Corny?
Yep, and that was it. I'm going to stop right there.
Good idea. Well, Corny, the orchid goes back to Miss Helen Schaff in Jamestown. You'll see that it gets on its way, won't you?
Yes, I'll take care of it. Goodbye, everybody.
So long, Corny. Folks, the fact that maybe you didn't know till now is that King Charles II owed William Penn about $64,000. And to square that debt, he gave Bill what is now Pennsylvania. And I think you'll all agree that the state of Pennsylvania for $64,000 turned out to be a bargain. But I can tell you a present-day deal that's a dandy, too. It's what you get in return for your money when you buy Kellogg's Pep. You get a cereal that's a favorite breakfast dish of millions because it tastes so downright good. Its golden brown flakes come from sun-ripened whole wheat, so you can count on Pep for nutrition. And it has so much added vitamin D that just by eating a regular one-ounce serving of Pep, the entire daily minimum requirement of this valuable vitamin is obtained. Vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin, one that helps youngsters to have strong bones and teeth. And I can't think of a better way to start a summer's day than by crunching down on those wholesome flakes of Pep that look so good and certainly taste so good and taste as good as they look. Try a bowl of crisp Pep with cool milk these summer mornings. Try it for lunch, too, and don't forget it for the children's supper. And don't forget these points about Pep. Pep is an energy food. Pep is nutritious. And Pep pleases pernickety palates. William Penn got his money's worth when he got Pennsylvania, surely. You'll certainly get your money's worth in a package of Pep. Did you have Pep for breakfast, Helen? Huh? Bring Helen, here's a little package, honey. It'll just suit you. Alongside of her, it looks small. Look, do you ever feel sorry for yourself? Well, let Galen Drake give you some helpful pointers on how to snap out of it. You stay tuned for Galen Drake, which follows on this network right after we leave it. Now then, we're going to award our orchid, our California Armroy orchid, just recently arrived too, to our eldest guest. And we found out this morning, I'll let her introduce herself. You folks out there are really going to get a surprise. Now, tell them out to the radio audience, who are you?
I'm Mrs. Carroll.
Yes, your first name?
Rebecca.
Huh?
Rebecca.
Aunt Becky?
Aunt V.
Aunt V. Stowe.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's lived in Waynesboro how long?
Oh, a long time. I just can't just tell how many years.
Many, many years?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Aunt V. Stowe, she's 98 years old. From Waynesboro. I won't ask you to get up because I won't ask you to stand, Aunt B. I'll sit down here beside you.
Right.
Yeah, I just want to ask you a few questions. Right. I happen to know, Aunt B, that Mother is listening in California, and my she'll get a thrill out of hearing from you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I know her.
You knew my father, didn't you, Aunt B?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, now tell us, you say you were born where?
I was born in the country.
Not in Waynesboro.
No,
in Pennsylvania.
Yes, 2 miles from Waynesboro.
3 miles from Waynesboro. Uh-huh. You lived here the rest of your life.
Well, I didn't live here. I lived in Chambersburg a while. I came back here again.
You lived in Chambersburg. Uh-huh. Now, you're very active. You do much reading, Aunt B.
I did so last month, and my sight isn't very good now. Mm-hmm.
But you listen to your radio occasionally?
Yes.
Good. Uh-huh. Do you hear our program, do you, in the morning, Aunt B?
Not always.
Not always. Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty hard to take it day in and day out.
Yes.
Well, you look swell. What do you do now to keep busy?
Oh, I'm busy all the time.
Uh-huh. You look after your place, do you? Do you take care of your home?
No, I don't take care
Not
of myself.
Not too much. Yeah. But you do keep busy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I send you an orchid some time ago, didn't
yes,
I, Aunt B?
On your birthday.
On your 98th birthday. Mm-hmm.
I thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I didn't. Very pretty.
Well, I've got another one for you. Yes, I do. And here it is. That's our orchestra. Oh, they are beautiful. These were flown in from California. Bought these by airplane. And there's your flower, Aunt Bee.
Very nice.
There you are, honey.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I didn't have a chance to kiss you when I gave you the orchid before.
Well, I don't kiss men.
Huh?
I don't.
Do I?
I don't kiss men.
She doesn't kiss men. Well, I'll just kiss you.
There's no sense hiding. I'm going to get you, too.
Tell us, can you all see her out there? Can you stand just a moment? Tell us who you are now. Your name is what?
Elizabeth Jacobs.
Elizabeth Jacobs, she's from Zullinger, Pennsylvania, which is a few miles up the pike, isn't that right? North of
yes,
Waynesboro.
Sir.
She's only 96. When I kissed Aunt B, were you blushing just because I kissed Aunt B, Miss Jacobs?
No.
No. How long have you lived in... you're Miss Jacobs, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Miss Jacobs, how long have you lived in Pennsylvania?
Oh, I guess 40, 50 years.
Where were you born?
Near Shady Grove in Pennsylvania.
Oh, then... Well, then you're a Pennsylvanianite. Uh-huh.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Born right here in the state. Well, and 96 years old. You look swell. Yes, see? Who are some of your relatives, Miss Jacobs?
Robert Jacobs here in town and Charlie Martin.
Mm-hmm. You live alone, Miss Jacobs?
Yes, sir.
Do you? Uh-huh. And you still live in Zullinger?
Yes, I live in Zullinger.
Take care of your own home. All right. Well, here, but thank you. We have a flower for you, too, Junior. Look here. There's your orchid, Miss Jacobs.
No. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yes. Why did you go like this when I kissed Aunt Bee? You knew that you were going to get a kiss, too, didn't you?
Sure.
Hey! Ho, ho! Ho! If she kisses like that at 96, what do you suppose she was like at 22? Oh, you're all right, Miss Jacobs. Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to get off the network. Well, how much time do we have, Carl? Well, we'll make our other awards after we leave the air. Gee, you've been a wonderful, wonderful crowd. But we're going to have to break it up. So if you'll just get out your songs, let's show them out there how a couple of thousand Pennsylvanians sing. Shall we? Come on. And that ends our Hollywood breakfast. We have...
Well, that's all we have time for today, friends. And be sure to tune in again tomorrow for more fun with our guests, the Tom Brennemans, Breakfast in Hollywood. This is Carl Webster Pierce turning the mic back to your host, Tom Brenneman.
Oh, just to say once again, thanks very much to you all out there for your many, many nice messages, and to Waynesboro, who are celebrating their sesquicentennial celebration. We're having a wonderful, wonderful time. You out there, Mother? Yeah, they're all here. Bye, all. See you tomorrow.
Tom Brenneman's Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. When you hear Kellogg's Rice Krispies go snap, crackle, pop in milk, that's your tip-off for a cool, refreshing breakfast treat. Fact is, they're the only cereal so crisp they snap, crackle, and pop with freshness. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, golden bubbles of oven-popped rice. So light and delicate, you'd never guess they're an important energy food, that they help you start off a summer's day with energy to go places. Here's America's favorite rice cereal. Here's the one and only snap, crackle, and pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Crispy. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.